Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're listening to a special Thanksgiving Day broadcast. Because this is a special day, we have lots to be thankful for. I am thankful that I have these special experts, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Ken Kronhaus, and the American Family Farmer folks, to share with you. So that's what we're doing today, special edition, Thanksgiving edition of the DJV program. It's the DJV Health Program. Doug Steffen here, enthusiastically presenting my very good friend, Dr. Jack Stockwell. He's not here. Well, actually, you know what? He is here because he's my friend. He's here for a lot of different reasons, but one of them is that he's my friend. I don't have anybody on any of my programs that is not someone that I like, frankly. You know, the steady diet of information that you get from the DJV program Monday through Friday, or these specialty programs, DJV Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. Very interesting, very dynamic place, and certainly they can use somebody like Jack to help people out. He's a GAPS practitioner, NUCA chiropractor, has thousands of clients that come in, or patients. Which do you prefer, by the way? You call them your patients or your clients? Because
well,
I think
usually,
some doctors...
Usually a doctor sees patients.
Yeah.
So you would think that. You know, and yes. Some of them refer to themselves as clients, and some of them friends, and some of them patients. Hey, but with that wonderful little introduction you just gave me, I have a little bone to pick. Yeah, I was listening to the DJV show earlier this morning, as I usually do.
Yes.
And there was a couple of things that were said about the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. I've got to pick a bone with you here because it
was. Did I say them or did the ladies have?
Both of you, but mostly yeah. You.
Really?
Because the trial wasn't about Kyle Rittenhouse. It wasn't about him at all. It was about the right to self-defense, and we have it all on film. It was clearly self-defense. You may not like Kyle Rittenhouse. You may not like Tucker Carlson and his covering of it. But that court decision...
Those two statements are true.
Yes. But that court decision saved our right to self-defense.
Well,
and it was probably the most important court decision in our lifetime.
Okay. So you and I, this is not necessarily a program in which we discuss those sort of things.
Yeah.
And I won't necessarily prolong this. But for those who didn't hear the conversation on the DJV program, which I do Monday through Friday or earlier in the morning with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, I've been doing that program or some outgrowth of it for 34, that's the longest syndicated Monday through Friday program on the air.
Yeah.
So we discuss lots of different things, issues and people and that sort of thing. And I was taken back by Kyle Rittenhouse, mostly because of the visuals, perhaps. I'm not an expert in you know, the comings and goings and why he was there. But I remember seeing a picture of him with the gun and whether the gun is not as scary as it looks. It just seemed to me, and it was more about his parents or his family and why at the age that he is, he was, you know, he's still a kid. He's under the age of 18. Why was he allowed to go to this and to participate in it for whatever the reason? He was asked to go.
Okay, he was asked to go to protect a car lot and some businesses that people were trying
to put on fire. He's 17. What does he know about life?
Well, I agree with you. But yeah. The thing is that the final decision where he was acquitted in all five charges isn't about him. It's about the right of self-defense when your life is in imminent peril.
I don't question that. Yeah, that's probably why I'd go along with it. I just am concerned about the fact that he was there. Whatever was going on, there were people beating him up and whacking him.
Yes.
You know, I can argue that all day long. Right, exactly. You may have been upset with me because of what I said. And what I said, I have no use for Tucker Carlson under any circumstances.
Yeah, and it didn't have anything to do with Tucker either.
No.
When you went to high school, though, weren't there kids pulling up in trucks in high school with their .22 rifles in the back window of the truck?
No. There were no kids. There were very few kids that even drove cars to school. When I was in high school, and I'm a little older than you are, mm-hmm. but I must have come from a different world, because when I was in high school in the, I was in high school from 1960 to 1964, and there were scant, there may have been a half a dozen youngsters in my class, and let's see, how many were there? I was the first graduating class of Framingham South and North High School. I think there were 320 maybe in our class. It was a pretty large class. And of that 300 plus, there may have been three or four people who drove cars. And and I'll tell you the reason, one of the reasons that this was the reality, because listen to this. I remember this like it was yesterday. There was a kid in my class named Leo Bronzetti. And Leo Bronzetti's father ran a garage. And Leon was working for his father in the garage, and we had a vocational school attached to the high school, and he was in the mechanics class. Nice kid. But he drove this old Oldsmobile to school every day that he and his father had fixed up. And one Friday evening, he took the Oldsmobile and a carload of his friends to some record hop. I don't know where they were going. But they had alcohol in the car. They all got drunk. And they left the party. And Leo was driving probably 80, 90 miles an hour down a highway that was, the speed limit was 40. Oh, and he lost control of the car, crashed the car. He was killed. Three of the four people in the car were killed with him. And so from that point on, I get goosebumps as I'm telling the story. After that, there were no cars in the parking lot in the high school.
Weren't.
The parents didn't let the kids drive to school, whatever it was. So fast forward to today, where every youngster seems to have, I remember you and I talking about this, when your son was old enough to go to school, he had that old black Ford pickup truck of yours that he would drive to school. And I just, I mean, I say this to all of my friends, maybe it's because it's so foreign to me. I did not let my children got to learn how to drive on the farm, and it was no special thing. They learned how to drive tractors when they were 9, 10 years old, both of them, and they both had to take their driving test on what in England they lovingly call a gearbox car. I didn't let them get their license on an automatic transmission. It was a standard transmission, but it was not a, they didn't feel like it was anything special to drive, and they knew they weren't going to get a car to drive to school. They didn't, either one of them, have cars until they could afford them themselves. So, and that's just kind of the way I grew up. A lot of people have different points of view. They want to make it more convenient for themselves, whatever it is. I just think that youngsters do not have the physical nor the emotional connection to the car, and actually know or have about them the reflexes and the ability to deal with driving today on the modern highway. I mean, I think about those highways that go through Salt Lake that we're on all the time when I'm there.
Yeah.
And I guess 16-and-a-half-year-old kid dealing with that traffic.
Oh, it's crazy. It's
of course,
that's part. That's part of the problem of being isolated out here in the Intermountain West.
Yeah,
is there's only one freeway in and one freeway out.
Yep,
and the roads just get clogged.
They all come
like
together.
Crazy.
And the kids don't know how to deal with that because they're not taught that when they're in driving school, and the parents don't teach them that. So you know, you're cruising for a bruising. Anyway, we got off on stuff a little bit, but it all goes back to Kyle Rittenhouse and him being, in my mind, too young, too immature to have been.
Well,
I hold his parents responsible for
that. May be the case, but the important thing is that court decision was about self-defense, nothing else.
I get that. I get what you're saying, but I wanted you to know the deeper part of why I was, perhaps, sometimes when you get off onto these things, and I've maybe explained myself two or three times, I don't do it again in each of the discussions, so you may not have heard me say that earlier on.
Well, we could argue whether he should have been there or not. I agree. I could probably argue that both ways. Like, what the heck was he thinking?
Yeah.
However,
exactly.
That was not what the case. And it's perfectly legal in Wisconsin at 17 years old to have a gun on your person.
Yeah, which is something else I object to. I don't think kids, they don't know how to drive. They don't know how to, I mean, it's a huge responsibility. I, at 17, was a member of the National Rifle Club, and we had the club in high school, speaking of high school, and that's, I mean, I had learned how to shoot before on the farm, but I learned how to handle a .22, I learned what the, you know, the and a handgun as well, and each week, I can remember Leo Insulaca. Leo was his name, Leon. Leon Insulaca was the instructor at the NRA class that we went to. We went to the National Guard headquarters every week, Monday afternoon, and we'd learn how to respect a gun. We learn how to fire a gun. We learn how to take care of the gun. And that isn't being done today.
I got that from my father.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a big farm up in West Virginia, and he took me and my two younger brothers, and we went out there with a bunch of containers of water. He shot this 1 gallon container, with a shotgun. Mm. And he said, don't forget what that happened to that bucket when it got hit with that shotgun. Mm. And then he hit it with a high powered rifle, and then he hit it with just a .22.
Right.
And he said, remember, anytime you point that gun anywhere, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. All right, Dr. Jack, we're off on a tangent. Get back into it. But it's a good conversation, and that's where we're about here on the DJV Health Program. We'll continue.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
Black Friday's on at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Everything's 50 to 70% off. Plus, shop all new doorbusters, including 60% off sweaters and cozy add-ons. Shop the sale through November 27th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop Black Friday at Banana Republic Factory. Everything 60% off, including luxe sweaters, statement outerwear, covetable gifts, and more from $14.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Thanksgiving is upon us. We all know this is the time of year when we really get into serious eating, right? We have a little bit here and a little bit there. And so you're wondering to yourself, how can I protect myself against myself? And you know what the old expression is, the best offense, the good defense. Or maybe it's the other way around. You know what I mean. And so that's why Calitrin comes into play here, because if you start it now, then you won't have as big a problem next January trying to figure out how to lose all the weight that you put on between Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. And I think that if you look at it in practical terms, Calitrin, which is an all-natural product, it has fabulous components that will not only help you lose weight, but help you keep it off, which is what you want to do. So follow the steps at toploss.com to lose the weight. Find the product at Top Loss. Order it and then use the DJV code. You get BOGO deals. Buy three, you get three free. You buy 100 and get 100 free if that's what you'd like. Special Thanksgiving deals are yours, plus free shipping using the DJV code when you order Calitrin, the natural way to keep the weight off and lose the weight. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks for joining us as we continue to present info that will be helpful for you, not only Thanksgiving Day, Thanksgiving weekend, but all through the year with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back into a special holiday edition, Thanksgiving Day, of the DJV program. Back to Dr. Jack Stockwell now here on DJV Health. The connection to Jack and I goes way back. Actually, when I first met Jack, he was doing, and now has gone back to doing, a local radio program, which becomes the contents of much of the podcast that you do. We have our podcast. We focus on important things that we talk about here and try to get to the heart and meat of our conversations. For example, a recent podcast at djvhealthshow.com focused on Jack talking about your brain. I asked him whether your brain is the same as your mind, and he has really good answers to that. He also explains a lot of different proteins in one of the podcasts, and we opine about science and medicine and that sort of thing. We also, in a recent podcast, talk about the foods that we eat, the right to grow and eat food, and my concern about what's going on with food sovereignty and the huge mega food corporations that are connecting to each other, not necessarily connecting with us. We talk about C-sections and natural birth, that sort of thing, organ donations. I'm giving you a sampling of some of the things that we've talked about recently in the podcast, which you can find at djvhealthshow.com. New ones every week. So your latest podcast at forbiddendoctor.com is a focus on childhood experimentation. What do you mean by that?
Well, now that they've allowed the vaccines at 5 years old, it takes years to determine the effectiveness or safety of a vaccine. And this super rush through, whoever is getting the vaccine is the study. I mean, the study, people want to assume the study was over with before the FDA approved this stuff is nonsense. Mm-hmm. The study is ongoing. And even Pfizer's phase 3 trials aren't over till March of 2023, as they've already admitted. And then to start doing this experimentation upon 5-year-old children for something that they otherwise would have no problem with whatsoever, to me is just madness. So that's what I focused on in the latest radio show podcast there at Forbidden Doctor. You go to ForbiddenDoctor.com on the landing page, click on radio show, and they're all there. They're just a list of week after week after week. In fact, I do another one tomorrow morning.
Well, there's a very important the thing about Jack and Ken and the other people that are at your service that do things with me on my various programs is that there's practical application for everybody. Your consideration here, maybe you don't agree, but your consideration that Jack is pointing you to is what is happening in schools. I know in my own neck of the woods here in Framingham, Massachusetts, there are 13 cases that have been reported this week in the public schools. And they've gone through this whole thing, whether they're using that as a handle to try to get parents to get their youngsters vaccinated. It was heretofore 18 plus, 18 years or older, you get the vaccine, and it was considered safe. So now, I don't know what they did to decide that it was okay for 12 plus, or now it's 5 plus, they just cut down the amount of the dosage, I guess. I think that's the only thing.
Well, the 5-year-old, yeah, it's a third of the adult dose.
Right. But they're basically saying here, Jack, and I don't know in Salt Lake where you are if they've done the same thing, but it, when they see the cases of youngsters who have this, that they say, see, if you had had a shot, you wouldn't have gotten COVID.
Right. And their chances of surviving it are 99.9997%
of getting COVID.
Of dying from it.
Oh.
Surviving. I mean, of surviving.
Right.
Like most people. I mean, we've all been exposed to it. I think I had the sniffles a little bit about a year ago, and I've got antibodies now, and I just don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, it's all food for thought. We continue in that vein with DJV Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Shop Black Friday at Banana Republic Factory. Everything 60% off, including luxe sweaters, statement outerwear, covetable gifts, and more from $14.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Toyota West Virginia has announced a new $240 million investment to add a dedicated production line of hybrid transaxles. The new hybrid transaxle line investment will provide new equipment and operational upgrades to modernize the facility. An important result of the new line is that it allows the Toyota team members to diversify their skill set and play a larger role in Toyota's future. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Shop on eBay this holiday season to get more for your dough on stand mixers. Or get more for your buck on this season's hottest tech and gaming gear. And on eBay, you can even get more wow deals from now through Cyber Monday. Don't wait till Cyber Monday. Shop today to get more and save more on premium brands with eBay's exclusive Cyber Weekend deals. Get more when you get it on eBay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On a week when many people are traveling, including by air, the nation's attorney general is directing federal prosecutors to focus on federal crimes that happen on commercial airliners. AG Merrick Garland saying that he's got to answer the spree of violent outbursts that's been reported on planes around the nation lately, saying the Justice Department is concerned about this sudden rise in criminal behavior on planes, which he says puts passengers, flight crews, and attendants in danger. Some breaking news out of New York City, where a suspect's in custody after two NYPD officers were shot in the Bronx earlier this evening. The two are now at a hospital expected to recover.
Today I'm nominating Shalonda Young to be OMB director.
Currently acting director of Office of Management and Budget, Shalonda Young would be the first black woman to ever run the OMB if she's confirmed by the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As homes across America are starting to get the smells of Thanksgiving, Andrea Belatevich from 1-800-Butterball on Fox News has some tips if your bird is still frozen and what temperature you should reach for proper cooking of the turkey.
Well, good morning and happy Thanksgiving from the Butterball Turkey Talk Line, where we have been talking turkey and inspiring hosts to get cooking, like you said, for the last 40 years. And they can call us this morning at 1-800-Butterball. There's still hope. There's still a little bit of time. If their turkey is still a little bit frozen, they can do our cold water thawing method. It really speeds up the thawing process, and you want to get the turkey thawed before you put it in the oven. So you definitely want to prepare your stuffing right before you're going to roast your turkey. Lightly place it in the cavity because as it cooks, it's going to expand. And then you definitely need to take the temperature with a meat thermometer. It needs to reach 165 degrees in the center of the stuffing to know that it's fully cooked and safe to eat.
Fellow Democrat Hillary Clinton on MSNBC is standing up for President Biden, pointing out all that he has accomplished in his short time as commander-in-chief.
You know, democracy is messy. You know, a lot of people got, kind of frustrated looking at the messy process of legislation. And they didn't really appreciate that within a year, the Biden administration has passed two major pieces of legislation.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and I are off today celebrating with our families this wonderful day of giving thanks. And because I have millions of great listeners around the country, some of whom have not been exposed to some of the weekend specialty programs that I do on health and family and food, we're playing those today. We're having those discussions here on the DJV program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, second half hour of his hour of DJV Health, special weekend edition and Thanksgiving Day edition. For those of you who may not listen to this program with regularity on the weekend or as part of the DJV program, he's an eminent NUCA chiropractor. And to explain that, for those who don't know, Jack can tell you what he went through for training, why it's different than regular chiropractic. Again, Jack, this is for people who are new to the program and listening on Thanksgiving Day or Thanksgiving weekend that might not have heard you before.
Well, the most important thing is that the floppiest joint in the entire body is the head sitting on top of the neck. It is super weak, it's super floppy to accommodate the incredible range of motion that the head has on top of the spine while the spine virtually is standing still. And that range of motion comes at a cost because of the weak floppiness. Accidents and injuries will tear or stretch the ligaments that hold the head onto the neck and cause a displacement out of balance of the head on the neck, and it starts compressing nerves. And when you start compressing nerves at the very top of the neck, where your spinal cord is the thickest coming out of the skull, where the brainstem becomes the spinal cord. There's neuroanatomists tell us there can be as many as 78 trillion cells inside the human body. Oof. Trillions upon trillions upon trillions of cells are in the nervous system passing through this area. So it's information from the body into the brain, information from the brain into the body. And just like you can step on a garden hose that would restrict water flow to some area of your yard where it starts to turn yellow after a while, compression of those nerves at the top of the neck will have some deleterious effects somewhere in the body. If not just joint pain, muscle pain, headache, you know, sciatica, various neuralgias, but also internal organ problems can result from compression of those nerves.
All right. So I never asked you this before, but it just came into my mind. George Floyd died because the police officer put his knee on his neck. Could any of the things that you just described have been the cause for the demise of Mr. Floyd?
Sure. And if he was misaligned before that, because I saw pictures of him before his death. I could just tell by the way he was standing he was misaligned.
What does that mean? Explain that for the unwashed.
The head wasn't sitting properly balanced on top of the neck.
Yeah.
So there was already an inflammatory process taking place there. And then I guess that's a regular police submission position. I don't know.
Is it?
That's the first time I ever saw that.
I've seen a couple of examples of that. We had one here in Massachusetts last week where a fellow, an officer, there was a kid having a fight with another kid, and he got the kid down on the ground, 17 years old, and put his knee right into the kid's shoulder and neck. And people were aghast looking at it. Don't you remember George Floyd? Everybody was yelling at him.
Exactly. And if he wasn't misaligned before that,
he certainly was after that. Right. Exactly.
And you don't have to have symptoms show up in the next 2 hours after that injury. It could take 2 years before that system breaks down enough. It could end up with bad migraines, could end up with low back pain, sciatica.
So let's go one step further with this.
Sure.
In terms of the later years and what happens with blood flow into your head and you know, strokes, dementia, Parkinson's, all of those things, could they be somehow related to lack of having the proper adjustment? Having his, you know, as a NUCA guy, I know see people who you're concerned about maybe going down that road. But is there a danger if you don't have proper alignment of you? Is there more an increased danger of stroke, of Parkinson's, of Alzheimer's?
Oh, absolutely. It's interesting you bring that up because of a brand new patient I just saw yesterday who had a severe car accident 20 years ago. And it was a really bad accident. And over the years that followed, they didn't seem to have a whole lot of problems. But about a decade later, in the last 10 years, all these breakdown symptoms began to show up in the spine, in the head, in the neck. Because this person was very healthy, they were very resilient, they were very athletic, so their body was able to put up with that kind of torment until gravity just finally won out, got a lot of nerve compression. So she comes in, she's losing her, she's only 47 years old. She's losing her memory, she's losing her hearing, and she has been everywhere that she can possibly be, and everybody says, oh, your blood work's good, your x-rays, and everything. Yeah, you've got an old injury in your neck there, we can see it in the x-ray. Well, she found out someone who knows us found out about her and said, hey, you better get in there and see this guy. So I take some pictures of her, and I said, yeah, there's the whiplash 20 years ago. Well, why didn't it bother me then? Well, then I just had to repeat what I just got through saying to you. Because a lot of times, based on the strength of the body, it will put up with a lot of torment before it finally can't do it any longer. So, yes, she's had restricted blood flow to her brain. She's had restricted nerve innervation, restricted neurotransmitter activity, restricted nerve synapses in the brain, going on for 20 years. And even at the age of 47, it's finally catching up with all kinds of nerve problems that the medicine has no answers for her. That's why she ended up in our office.
Okay. So the people who are listening that may be new to the program, or even those who have been listening for a while, One of the reasons I love Jack to go off on, not quote-unquote a tangent, but the explanation of something like that, is so that it may ring a bell with you. If you have any or maybe all or most of these symptoms, then you do something about it. You go find a regular chiropractor if you can't find a NUCA chiropractor, but don't let it go.
Yeah.
That's the lesson of that last
story. Just
do
get
not
worse.
Let it go because it's going to be worse. I'll tell you something. My son, who just had his, he and his lovely wife, Sophie, had a baby boy last Thursday, and I've been posting pictures on my own Facebook page, facebook.com/DougStefan, also on DJV's Facebook page. And one of the things that I brought to Brendan and Sophie was a book about chiropractic care for young babies.
Yes.
And in fact, they have already a pediatric chiropractor who...
Oh, is, good.
If he hasn't done it, he's about, I think this week they're going to do it. Because the babies, when they come out, imagine the force, the trauma that we all have gone through. If we aren't cesarean born, then we go through the birth canal. And by its very nature, I never thought about this, you know, until I became friends with you. I got a good chiropractor here in Massachusetts, and that I've been seeing for 35 or 40 years. And he's the one actually that wrote the book that I gave to my son and my daughter-in-law. And so it was, to them, it seemed to make nothing but sense. She had the baby at home. It was a midwife thing. And so they're doing all this natural stuff. That's the reason I'm saying is because it's all the approach they're taking would be the approach that you would advise for a youngster.
Absolutely.
And maybe in a moment we can talk about why it is that a youngster that's just being brought into the world needs chiropractic attention. Dr. Jack Stockwell, NUCA chiropractor and GAPS practitioner. Don't forget about the newsletter that he has. ForbiddenDoctorNewsletter.com is where you find it. He produces a new one every month with all kinds of things. There's so many areas of service that you can get from Jack and the information that he has. And he and his wife do a lot of research. You'll find all of that, most of it, at ForbiddenDoctor.com or in connections to JackStockwell.com as well. Just tons of information that is very helpful. And for that, I am this Thanksgiving Day weekend and every day thankful that you and I are friends and that we can spend this time helping people out. Here's a way you talk about your neck. If your neck is out of adjustment, probably because you got a lousy pillow and you may be sleeping on a bad mattress. All those things are important, you know, when it comes to getting rest and to keeping everything. Let's say you go see Jack. You spend the time in there, you get the adjustment, and then you go home and you sleep on a lousy pillow and a lousy mattress. So you undo all of the good that Jack and others who would do the things necessary to help you, you're all undoing it. So perhaps you ought to be thinking about new pillows. The best place to get them is at MyPillow.com. Special deal on standard MyPillows right now. Can you imagine? The usual price is $69.98. That's what you pay in a retail store. You right now can get them online at MyPillow.com for $19.98.
Wow.
There's something to be thankful for. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that square, put DJV in there, and you get the standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Pretty cool. And there are a lot of other things as well. You get deep discounts using the DJV code on everything that's in the MyPillow product catalog at MyPillow.com. So again, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV to take advantage of this special deal on the standard pillows and other things that are there. We are at your service. I am. They are. Help yourself. Good Christmas gifts. There's a lot of things in the product catalog that you can find, and you'll save money and be happy that you gave people something that would be really helpful to them and their health. Good night's sleep. Check it all out. MyPillow.com.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during a Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Tried Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema? It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid for you, Chris, works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
There's a study that you have come across about intermittent fasting. Why does it work?
Well, when we look at ourselves ancestrally, and how long have we had refrigeration, you know, since the end of World War II? Mm-hmm. How long have we had huge commercial farms just since the end of World War II?
Right.
And so our eating habits today, based on the last 6, 7, 8 decades, is in complete contradiction to our eating habits of the previous thousands upon thousands of years, where we had periods of plenty and periods of nothing, and periods of plenty and periods of nothing. And our genetic code, as far as digesting food is concerned, is that the body is really genetically wired to not have food for several hours, if not a day or two at a time. And then, of course, not to load it up with all kinds of processed foods that we find in our grocery stores anymore. So this whole new science, like they call it new science, of intermittent fasting, where you go several hours a day without any food. Like you eat for 5 or 6 hours during the day, and outside of that you do not consume any food, which helps to reset the hypothalamus. It helps to reset several other areas of the body that have been genetically coded for the thousands of years decades we've been upon this planet. And so the latest information, the latest study that came out, is showing that certain aspects of intermittent fasting works like a diabetes drug. Going without food raises certain protein structures in the body that help to decrease inflammation that a specific diabetes drug is designed to do. And so when we can do anything to fight inflammation, especially heart disease that's from chronic inflammation in the arterial system, when we do this intermittent fasting, the study shows the increase of certain markers that inflammatory level is decreasing as a result of the body not constantly having to digest food.
Mm-hmm. All right,
so there's a lot of benefits to intermittent fasting. That's another one.
Okay. You'll find at ForbiddenDoctor.com several special products that Jack and Mary have formulated, the Long Life Energy Enzymes, Ageless Thyroid. And for this Thanksgiving weekend, you get 20% off if you call the office to order any or all of the products that they have. You can find a list at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Call the office at 801-523-1890 to get those discounts. Thanks for joining us as we continue to present info that will be helpful for you, not only Thanksgiving Day, Thanksgiving weekend, but all through the year with our specialty experts here on the...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Time for the continuation. Our conversation goes on and on and on and on with Jack Stockwell. Dr. Jack has fabulous knowledge and creates in people the desire to know more about medicine from his point of view. He's one of the participants in our DJV health experiment. I don't think it's experiment anymore. We've been doing this for a long time.
We're so getting into 2 decades here.
Yes, I know. It's no longer an experiment. So anyway, I had in my mind, I was looking at something this morning. Your clinic is in Salt Lake City. You've lived in Salt Lake, or you lived in that area, Utah, all of your life. And I see that the Great Salt Lake seems to be disappearing. Now, whether this has anything directly or indirectly to do with medicine, I think that it's worth a moment or two of our time because of what's going on there. It's been very dry there this summer, I guess, right?
So yeah, it's been, I think, for about like 5 or 6 straight years now, a downward trend as far as moisture is concerned. Now, we're in a full-blown drought, not just here, but in the West.
Yeah.
But something to remember about the Great Salt Lake is it's the bottom of what's known as the Great Basin. Salt Lake, the Great Salt Lake is the bottom of the bathtub. So if you've been out working in the garden all day long, or out on the tractor, or out some construction project, or in your backyard garden, or whatever, and you finally get to a bathtub that night, and you finally get yourself good and clean, what's the last stuff you see draining down that bathtub? The dirt, the mud, the dust, whatever.
It's on you.
It's on you. That is what the Great Salt Lake is, because everything drains to the Great Salt Lake out here in the West that didn't drain to the Colorado River. And so that's how it got so concentrated in these minerals. It's why, you know, it's like the Dead Sea in Israel. Now, the important thing is you wanted to know if it had anything to do with your health around here. I don't think directly, but indirectly it does, because there's so much more dust in the air out here. And you can see it during the day up in the sky. If there's a high pressure and there's not a lot of winds blowing through, you can see it laying a white cloud all over the valley, almost like smoke.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking, actually, when I saw this focus on the Great Salt Lake's water level and where it's going. Now, I've been to visit you how many times over the years? And
many.
From where you live up in the mountains,
yep,
you can look down at the Great Salt Lake, which is on the other side of the airport. But it's from where you are, what, 30 miles or so?
Yeah.
I think outside of the city.
At least 20.
But the Salt Lake Tribune has a picture of what they've described as its death spiral. And that's kind of what I was focused on. It's apparently is something that just appeared, or just the article has just surfaced, although certainly people who live in Salt Lake are aware of what's going on. And so how does this change the atmosphere? How does it change where you live? The Great Salt Lake is, in fact, where a lot of salt that's used in our country comes from. The water.
Well, yeah. There's a big Morton salt factory out west of the lake. That's true.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, we always talk about how vital water is to life.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it escapes us on a much larger scale how absolutely vital water is to life. Now, if you lived up around the Great Lakes or if you live on the coast, either one, you don't think that much about it. But out here, where it's getting drier and drier, and more people are coming here from California. And it's interesting that Victoria, being from Jersey, there's a lot of people coming here from New Jersey that just wanted to get out of what's been going on there for the last few years.
Well, we were just talking about that with regard to Georgia, Atlanta, a lot of movies being made there, a lot of people in Los Angeles moving. Well, the same thing is true. A lot of people are doing movies in Utah, appears to be very open to business, and so that's bringing more people in. You don't get any water. Where does your water? Your water comes out of the mountains, right?
It comes from the sky. It comes from the sky that fills the reservoirs. And it comes from the snow, the heavy, heavy winter snow, if we have a lot of heavy, heavy winter snow. Mm-hmm. If we don't have a lot of winter snow, the trouble factor increases every single year.
Yeah.
And this could be a killer year. This could be a year where people not or won't be allowed to water their yards anymore as of next summer we don't get a ton of snow this winter.
You know what I was thinking about, too? Have you ever been in the Great Salt Lake? The reason I ask that is because I've been in the Dead Sea in Israel. And you can't sink. You float because there's so much salt in the water. That was the case, I'm guessing, when there was a lot of water in the Great Salt Lake, too, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a big resort. It was called Salt Air. It's a giant resort in the west for the Great Salt Lake to go out
there. By the way, what about
float.
Our body? Why don't we sink in salt water? What is there?
It's a buoyancy factor. You know, it depends. It's the relationship of your specific gravity to the specific gravity of the solution you're in.
Ah. Now, there's... you want to straighten that? You want to diagram that sentence, please, for me? And I'll get back. All right, so there's some interesting health information on the back end of DJV Health at 59.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.